UK as ever, and yes, I'm here once again. It's Saturday the 28th of June. So if you're listening live on Sunday the 29th of June on SSR, you might realise this is a recording. Mainly this is due to the fact that I'm not going to be able to do the show this Sunday. I have other stuff that needs doing, and I thought it would be quite good, actually, in order to, you know, not damage the main show, and actually, you know, have an ability to do the main show as well, the recording one. So I've just adjusted my mic there, so I should be a lot louder now too, as opposed to very, very quiet to begin with. Yes, so what have I been up to, you may ask yourselves? Well, first of all, before I get down to any of that, you were listening to the introductory theme, main menu screen music, and then victory music for Sonic Pinball Party. I've been up to many things this week. Friday I was busy at an urban golf course, which, if you don't know what those are, it's a booth in London. Or it could be anywhere, but this one was in London, obviously. It's like a corporate thing, and you go, and there's a nice screen with a projector, it shows a CG course, and you basically whack the ball, whack an actual golf ball with an actual golf club at this, and it's all calculated, and you see it disappear off into the distance, or a couple of yards in front of you, depending how good or bad you are at golf. And you have a little tournament style type thing from there, and I was hopeless, and to be honest, probably didn't enjoy it as much as those other people around me. Still, and I also went to the Trocadero, the former Sega World, which, it's very sad, frankly, to see this thing that was so fantastic in its heyday, which was the last time I've been, and it's all a bit charmy now. It's all a bit charmy. In fact, it's not so much charmy, it's very Big the Cat. You know, it's a bit being the Dynamite, if you know what I mean. It's all a bit weird. Sega is still pretty much represented, obviously, due to the vast array of arcade machines that we do. What was good, though, I mean, there was stuff that we hadn't seen. There was stuff that we hadn't seen, like, or I certainly didn't know about, like, was it Ghost Squad Evolution? My colleague Martin, the Fat Ninja, was very very intrigued when I spotted that, because he worked on the Ghost Squad title for its release on the Wii. So we were all very interested in all these things, and there was a massive claw machine with Sega UFO catcher, which is like a claw machine, but sort of an upmarket claw machine with big, big prizes and absolutely no chance of getting them. Then, of course, there was an actual proper crane machine, skill machine, if you want to call it that, which had very, very large plushies in them, Sonic plushies, ones of Knuckles, Shadow and Sonic. To give you an idea how big these plushies were, they're the size of a small child, so it's big claw machine. And would it work? No. The claw machine did not work. It would not accept any coins whatsoever. And yes, it was all more of upsetting. Something new has happened at Sega HQ, in that the front entrance, and this will excite you, has been painted. Not just any paint, it's actually been the whole front wall is now emblazoned with a massive mural of Sonic. So yeah, that looks pretty damn cool. Everyone kept it a secret from me at work, and they were asking me when I actually get in there, isn't it fantastic? I think they all expect me to have some kind of fangasm and just sort of collapse on the floor in with saliva dripping out my mouth and everything, really. But it's a mural. So what am I going to talk to you about today? This is the main show. Well, quite a few things, really. Obviously, we've had my adventures on the Friday night. I'll start next. The next show that will be out will be another Radio Redux live show. So that'll be the fourth Radio Redux live show, where, if the fates allow, I may be having a special guest with me, which would be very interesting for all concerned, no doubt. Obviously, Radio Vix has been getting a lot of press recently, or a lot more listeners than it normally would do, mainly due to its live nature. This is borne out by the fact the amount of reviews on the Radio Redux iTunes page has suddenly gone through the roof. We had about 2, I think, for ages. Now we seem to have about 9. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Like I say, I'm sorry I can't do this show this week, but at least I didn't leave you with nothing. That's a good way of looking at it. At least I didn't leave you with nothing. And for goodness sake, I did 2 shows last week. And I provided Radio Redux subscribers with at least 5 hours worth of me twittering on and music. So, hey. So, I'm going to talk to you today mainly about SummerSonic. I think this would be a very good idea, mainly due to the fact that earlier in the week, and I must admit I should really have consulted Mr. Dreadnux on this, but it was something that had to be done, and it would have had to been done around that time anyway, and it was being sent. I was doing an email to all our sort of contacts and community people who we know about, that we have to do from time to time in order to help promote the news and get the news, seed the news out there of releases. For example, I was in this email talking about how what was I talking about in that email? The Chronicle site. So the Chronicle's website has gone live. That was one of the news pieces that I had to talk about. And sort of tell people. It is live, incidentally. You can either go and see that at sonic-chronicles.com, or you can also use sonic-rpg.com if you don't know how to spell the word Chronicles. We did have a slight problem earlier in the week after its launch, in that the Australian website wasn't set up properly. So, an Australian-specific version is coming later on, so the although it wasn't ready, so when the little piece of little gizmo widget thing, not to be confused with a gizmo wicket, which would be two puppets, it would be a puppet and a man in the furry suit. Some weird slash fiction you could write for that, those two. But it was, this little code widget thing that sits in the background and looks at your IP address and goes, "Ah, Mr. Joe Bloggs Esquire and his girlfriend, Conchita Martina Dillon, has they are from Spain. They're from Spain, so I will take them to the Spanish version of the site. Look, here you go. Here you go, sir, madam. Spanish site." Basically, the one for Australia was still active. So, if you did that, if you was an Australian, you went to the Sonic Chronicle site, you would be redirected to a fantastic blank page of nothing. So, luckily, somebody spotted this, and after much confusion on my end, we figured out what was the problem. There might be some other countries aren't covered by the IP sniffer. So, if you're getting that white screen, drop a comment on the blog, Nick, and I will raise a large stick and demand things are fixed for you, if that makes sense. But the Chronicles site is quite unique. It's a website that sort of gives you an insight into the whole process of the game. Admittedly, it's a bit sort of fiddly. But there are rewards for taking on the challenge of, say, getting all the rings. And there are more rewards and other shiznits coming along in the future. In fact, to give you an idea of how things progress, I think that's fair enough. I don't see any problem with that. I now have the text for phase 2 of this website, so the next stage, which will be sent off to whoever it is that a translation company who will then translate that. After I've done the UK version, of course, because I translate from American English into UK English, which means, you know, insert U's and Z's become S's and things like that, you know, a couple of other bits, and we get that translated, and it all gets approved by all the various territories. So the French office will approve the French version of the text, and the German office the German version of the text, and etc. We have a couple of people. They're sent off to a couple of people as well at SOE who do like the Italian version. They go to the Italian office specifically. And things like that. And also the Dutch office. The Dutch guys are great fun. So you've got the Benelux, Sega Benelux for the Dutch version. And that will then come back to the person who will contact those people. And when it's all done, I will then send it off to SOA, and they'll insert it into a great big, into all the versions. And then they'll put it live, and we'll all be merry and happy for other stuff. It's a bit delayed because I basically looked through the text and I had a couple of queries. Mainly, one of the characters, for example, their description in the phase, one of the characters that's revealed in the next phase, has a description which named a place that hasn't actually been officially revealed yet and isn't revealed in that phase of the site. So that gives you sort of an idea of what I do as well with regards to the website stuff. Admittedly, this is the website stuff isn't stuff we should be doing, but it's something that we do do. What was the other thing? There was a slight issue with. The text was gone through by somebody, but somebody for some reason, and I think it was just down as some sort of note or something from like the design stage or something. But give you Amy Rose. Her name was like Amy Rose the Hedgehog, and I sort of went, no, you don't. Amy Rose is just Amy Rose. No. But yeah, there's lots of stuff coming. There's lots of good stuff on its way. I mean, what else can I sort of divulge without divulging anything? I mean, we've got some nice pieces of artwork doing the rounds at the moment for approvals and stuff. So that's wending its way past the likes of me and the brand managers, and all the way up to Azuka-san and everyone else. And it's looking pretty nice. what was quite good was I got this piece of artwork, the most recent piece of artwork, later for an advert or something. And there were several inconsistencies, if you like, or there were some weird bits, and it was quite nice because I did a bit of a mini list and sent, as I was discussing this, and I said, well, that's a bit weird, that's wrong, you know, why is that, and the exact same list about 5 minutes later was sent through from Azuka-san, so we think the same way. That's pretty scary, actually. No, trust me, we don't. There is vague talk. I don't mean vague talk of there's a sort of big meeting coming up, if you like, big annual cross-branded Midu meeting in Japan with SOJ, and maybe SOA will be along there, and SOE, and there's talk of getting me in there. There's quite determination to get me in there, which would be quite interesting, because this meeting would, if it took place, be very, very, very high. You know what I mean? I'll be talking majorly high up, big wigs, big cheeses, big blue rinded cheeses with Sega stamped on them. Big loads of blue cheese. There we go. Easy. And celery, presumably. So you can dip your celery in Junsunu or something, but I'm sure it's a euphemism. People love that. But yeah, there's all this stuff going on. And, there's talk of getting me in there and maybe addressing people. And that, as much as I don't want to go in and go, yes, you're doing this, and this wrong. It's like, what do you do in that? What am I supposed to do in that situation if it comes about? I know, but what are you supposed to do in that situation? My God, it's like, ooh. It says, you're a big fan, are you? You're a big fan. It's like, yes, on behalf of the fans, stop doing this. Start doing this. I am here to actually. That's literally. I might be going there. Actually, I might be going there to explain. To explain a few things. I still love the fact that SOJ don't know who I am. They knew who I am in the Sega, but don't know how far my shadow. My shadow falls, if that makes sense, and how. I was going to say important, or you know, ingrained. I would say, in the fam, how sort of say integral sounds a bit arsey, you know, but how. Basically, what I do, you know, they don't know about any of this stuff, and it's all. But yeah, let's talk about that. That's exciting. I'm hoping to find out some more about that soon. A passport would be nice. I need to sort that out, mainly so I can go to Leipzig. I'm going to Leipzig because you know Leipzig. We're all big on the Leipzig in Leipzig. Yeah, Leipzig zig ah. If would not be my lover, you gotta go to Leipzig. Yeah, that's a bit disappointing, going to Leipzig. As opposed to E3. It's the equivalent of going, oh, you haven't won the lottery. That 2 million on the lottery, you know. Sorry, that ticket was destroyed, but never mind. Here's a scratch card. Oh look, you've won a tenner. You know, it's kind of the equivalent of that. I don't mean to diss Leipzig and that, but E3 is E3. let's see what you could have won. It's a small cabbage. Right. I've been rattling on for ages, let's have more music. I'm carrying on all the music from the Live 103 show. Mainly due to the fact that I said I would. So we've had those tracks. It's going to disappear. And we're going to have a couple of tracks from Sonic Gems Collection now. So I will see you after those. Coming up, we have Title Screen, then Can You Feel the Sunshine Acid Mix, and should we have something after that as well? Yeah, let's have. Oh, I don't know. Then we're going to have the introduction to Sonic Battle. In fact, we'll have the introduction to Sonic Battle first, then the title screen of Gems Collection, then Can You Feel the Sunshine Acid. That makes more sense. So I will see you in a bit. You're listening to Radio Redux, where everything's rosy, especially the roses. So, what was I going to talk to you about? Sonoma Sonic, wasn't I? Yes. So we sent out that, as I was saying, before I went off on a massive tangent, but tangents make the radio redux wheels go round, as you all well know. Sonoma Sonic, I sent out this mailer saying, you know, that we're doing this thing, and it's backed up by Sega and what have you. And basically, it's got an awful lot of press all of a sudden. And lots more people are coming. Loads and loads of people. Loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of people, frankly. Yeah. So, slightly worried. Yeah, there's loads of people coming. But it's quite good. We've had a few breakthroughs. It's now more likely than it was last week that we may be having two guests doing very, very cool stuff and interacting with fans, etc. Getting a lot of interest from all over the place. There's talk about a lot of people from the US complaining that there's not going to be a show, or there's not going to be a version over there, and that SOA don't care. And I've explained this before, and I've explained it again and again, is that it's a lot more difficult for SOA to organise it, mainly because there isn't the senior fans are in the UK, which is number one. SOA themselves are based on the west coast of America. I mean, right on the west coast, they're in, what was it, San Fran, whatever it is. That's number two. Number three, which is sort of 2.5, is that America has the whole two coasts. They've got the two time zones. You've got east coast and west coast, and it would have to be in a place and a time where fans can come. Fans from both sides of America could come and join in. And that's very hard. It doesn't also help that, you know, I'm over here. That's a slight problem, because I'm co-organiser and what have you of Summer Sonic over here, and there isn't like an equivalent of me directly over at SOA. I am my equivalent at SOA. So yeah, the guys at SOA in the community look to me to, you know, spend some time. So it is something that they are aware of. They are very excited about Summer of Sonic and are looking. They are greatly looking into, you know, how well it does. If we judge how well it goes. There are always thoughts going around about how we could maybe do a Summer of Sonic US or Sonic on US or whatever it is. So there is always thoughts about that. Putting that to the side, we have.
Sorry.
We have so we've got those two things done. The stamps which you will have your hand stamped when you enter, which will let people know that you have you've entered, so you'll be able to re-enter. It also allows us to what's going to happen is when you come in, you'll have your hand stamped. You have to go for the door, say who you are. We'll find your list, tick you off. Your hand will be stamped. It will be stamped with a very flash new Sonic City stamp, which will go on the back of your hand. You'll be able to tell people who are recommended, sort of members of staff, senior people who you can ask for advice on what's happening, when, or what have you, by looking at their hand. And they will not have a Sonic City stamp on their hand, they will have a Sega stamp on their hand. So I will have a Sega stamp on my hand, Dreadnux, Rory, they will all have a Sega stamp on their hand, Rory Raccoon will have a stamp on his hand, Echo Hawk will have a stamp on her hand, assuming she's there, T-Bird will, others will, Violet, and all the others, Vajer and Earthheart, you'll know Earthheart because you'll have to go past him as you enter the place, and he's the one who'll stamp your hand. But it'll also mean that we'll know that you've had a goodie pack and stuff like that, because you will all, if you enter, you'll receive a goodie pack, as well as some other stuff, which I have yet to not confirm, but receive. so we've got all that stuff sorted. These stamps, that's obviously I'm having had custom made, these rubber stamps, will basically be of those are on their way. Hopefully when I come back to the office on Monday there will be some more stuff. They will be there waiting for me, and I will have great fun stamping people on the forehead with Sonic City. So bam. So we'll have, so there's those are on their way. Goodie packs are on their way. I hope they're on their way. Anyway, I ordered them some time back with some other things, and I have not heard anything since. This is before I sort of went on holiday the other week, so that's something to look into when I get back. TVs, monitors, those are in the process of being ordered, so we're going to have TV monitors for games set up and gaming and things. I've forked out some more money. The hall money's in, I believe. Pods. That's the thing I found out literally about 3 or 4 hours ago. The pods, the Wii pod. There's going to be a Wii pod and there's going to be a DS pod there. If you don't want to know what I mean by pods, they're the standing gaming things where you've got a monitor there and the console interaction things. And you'll be able to wave Wii remotes and what have you, and have a good time. Those will be staying there. Also, the DS one will be displaying Chronicles. And the Wii one, I'm not sure what's going to go on the Wii one. I have yet to decide. One of the theories is that we might have a competition, a Sonic Riders 1 based competition. Now, at some point then, that machine will have Sonic Riders on it. So that's one of the things. That's one of the things we're thinking. Might do a time trial challenge or something. Who knows? Or we might not. You know, it's all up there. It's all out there. You know. So we might have that. Might bring in my GameCube actually, and just let you people play on that. Actually, I wonder if that's the way to go. But anyway, we have the Wii Pod. I'm not over sure what's going to be on there at the moment. Might be Mario Sonic. Might be Satsa. Let me know what you'd prefer. You know, so we might change it about a bit. How's that? What else is going on? So those are now booked. Those are booked, so I've got to find out how exactly they want payment of those. But that's booked. I'm making plans to maybe buy some more prizes. Buy some more prizes. There's an oodle of bits that still have to be done. A lot of work. In fact, it's so much work, I'm having my workload lightened a bit, which would be quite nice. I'm not going to be dealing with the distribution of Samba at all anymore, which I'm very happy about. But yes, it's, the whole Summer Sonic thing's exploded the massive mainstream press. I think it's exploded a bit too much, judging by an email I got today as well. So we'll see what happens there. I might be in some trouble. Let's hope not. I don't see bloody why I should be. But, who knows? Anyway. That's all that. So that's December of Sonic Update. I should be meeting with Dreadnux this coming Tuesday, actually, to discuss things more at length. Iron out some final details, and hopefully we'll start updating the Summer of Sonic website with factual things that are going on. Oh yes, let me just people seem to think you have to pay some money to get in. No, you don't have to pay some money to get in. There will be a raffle stroke Tom Bowler, stroke spin bowler, as I like to call it, or spin baller or something, which will be for various prizes. That will cost money. That money will go... It won't go to Sega, for God's sake. It will go into a pot. This is what I've decided. That this money will then go into a big pot that... Actually, I've changed my mind about that. Well, half of it will be probably split. No. I'll let you know when I've finally made up my mind. I'll have to have a word with Mr. Rednux about that and what we do with them. It will be put to good use. Believe me, put to good use. The thing I'm thinking of at the moment is that in the goodie pack you will get a raffle ticket, full stop. You get a raffle ticket, then you'd be the option to buy more. But there's going to be some pretty goddamn useful prizes there. You know? Some pretty nifty stuff I have planned. Let's say I'm going to go out and buy some more. Which is always good. I'm going to buy some more stuff to give away to you chaps, because I just love doing that. I really, really do. And yes, of course, staff can enter, people, not the members at perhaps a staff at the event. I don't want you, anyone with a Sega stamp on, with the exception of me, would be able to enter that as well. So if you're helping out in some way, don't feel that suddenly negates you being able to get a prize, because it certainly does not. Yeah. So there's talk about various things at the moment, getting things nailed down. I think it's JJ Forever. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you can't. I think JJ Forever met up with a certain musician at Video Games Live and spoke to him on the matter. And the end result was that there was something was put in his phone, in his diary, a date, which is which I want to find out more about. I want to find out more about that. That's great. Yeah, that's the case. But yeah, there's lots of stuff planned. We need to think about this a bit more. Actually, I think Tuesday. So literally Tuesday, I'm spending with Dreadux for 3 hours plus lunch. Whole morning is going to be just spent zump on all this stuff and nailing down stuff, and we're going to get a more proper floor plan, including graph paper and little square bits of paper, you know, old maths book style. We're going to plan it out completely in line of what's going to happen. I think we might have to cut back the stage a bit, because there's going to be a lot of people, I think, attendees, and I do mean a lot. See, there's all these things I want created now. I got a fantastic idea yesterday. Well, I know there's maybe some littler fans attending, and even the not so little fans. I think it'd be a fantastic idea if we have face painting, Sonic face painting. So you can thank one of the website reviews who commented on Summer of Sonic, and I forget who it was now. My apologies to you, but they said if there's no blue face painting at the event, they would cry. And I don't want to see people crying. No. So, I think what we might do is, in the art area, we might have somebody doing some face painting. So, I don't know what you bloody do. You do blue, black, white, red, and some sort of the muzzle, just leave the skin colour. And we have got Sonic face painting, so you can have yourself done up as Sonic and Shadow and Knuckles and I don't know, maybe we could get somebody doing some Eggman, etc. That'd be fantastic. It's all looking good. People want to come. People will come. Lots of the online press want to come. That's going to be interesting. Of course, from my point of view, it's fantastic. It's like, hey, coverage central for all my stuff, all my games. Yay. But the more important matter is, of course, that you guys have fun. That, at the end of the day, is what I'm doing all this for. I want you guys to have some fun. So that's all for the Summer of Sonic Roundup. So I will leave you with some more music, and then we're going to go straight into questions and answers, answers and questions, some Q&A. What have we got here? What have we got here? What have we got here? Let's have a Symphony of Shuffle. So we're going to have, in this order, Blizzard of Coast, then Battle Brainy, followed finally by A Silver Drop. That shall leave me about. I'll be back to you in about 5 minutes' time. So I'll leave you with those. We'll get some Q&A AK sorted, and be right back after this. Ciao.
Thank you. Radio Redux.
It's time for questions and answers. Answers and questions. Questions and answers. Answers and questions. Questions and answers. Answers and, you know, random statements. With some Q&A UK. Right, I am at work. Oh no, the computer's going slow again. Stop it. Stop it. I'm trying to get into the radio. That's questions, funnily enough. And I'm not having much luck. Come on. I'm going to go through old questions we've got currently going. That makes sense. We've got all these various questions coming in. And, bloody hell, come on. And, we've got some new questions. I know that for a fact. So, I certainly hope Blake Draco has done his job and has erased all the questions that have been answered so far. Broadband is slow. Need hyperband. Request to Blake Draker, can you lock the 6 degrees of sonic separation, Fred, until I go through them all? Q&A UK questions. How many do we have here? Come on. Don't you love technology? Right. And no, he hasn't. Question one comes from SMX, which is new. It says, how do you deal with spiraling depression? He says, suicide is not an answer. Well, it is a answer, but it's not the answer, to be fair. The way you deal with spiraling depression is that you turn against the spiral and try and spin in the other way, so you have a counter vortex that will eventually affect the spinningness of your depression and start slowing down. So it's a very difficult judgment on getting the counter spin to counter the spin of the depression. Because otherwise you overdo it, and then you start spiraling the other way, and it's even worse. You deal with spiraling depression by dealing with it. There's a good example. SMX says, I'm sorry for annoying you in Radio X Live 102. You can, you just did. SMX also says, can you plug Random Radio, his podcast? If you're looking for some new podcast stuff, check out Random Radio SMX's podcast. I have no idea what it's like, although actually I think I tuned in for a bit the other day. Question four is, how is Timmy? Oh, Timmy's fine. No Timmy for you this week. No, Timmy's gone away. His sister Sandy, though, is here. I'm sorry, Sandy, you can't have Timmy's spot. We've locked it into his very soul. Now, go back to cleaning out the chimneys. I don't care if they're alight. Do not put them out. If you fall in, we can use you as firewood. And kindling. I know it burns. You scream like a girl. Cry again and I'll fetch my slipper. Uh, can I say, question five is, can you please get some rest so you can do really neat stuff for the community? No. I can do really neat stuff for the community, but I cannot get rest. I'm not allowed to. I am chained to Sega business 7 days a week. For a good example, I managed to do Thursday night. I did 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So a big meeting with the US by phone. Question six is, can you say hi to Echo for me? Okay, hang on a second. MSN SMX says hello. This is the is a request in the Q&A UK thread on Eon Light. He can now consider this done. Well, apparently Echo's currently helping her dad build a grill. Assumingly it's not a George Foreman grill, but a George Foreman grill does not have as much power as a Roy Raccoon grill. That grills and talks about the gay scene in Manchester all at the same time. It's quite impressive. Cartana the Hedgehog says, if you had a theme song, what would it be like? It would be pretty goddamn amazing, with guitars, flashing lights. Well, the song wouldn't have flashing lights, but it'd be a fresh guitar, something you can nod your head to and throw your fingers in the air, and scream my name, maybe. Echo Hawk says to SMX, ah, cool. Joiner of Sonic fans, who has reached the rank of Gamaton Cleric on Eon, congratulations, says, would you enjoy Takal's company as much as I would enjoy Mina Mongoose's? I'm older than you, Joiner of Sonic fans. I would enjoy Takal's company much more than you would enjoy Mina Mongoose's. Does anyone enjoy Timmy's company? I don't know. I can't ask him. Timmy's not here, I told you. Timmy's not here. It's his sister Sandy. There seems to be a charred mess in that fire. I'm slightly concerned about her. Question three. It says, continuing from the teamwork question in Live 102, if you had more than two teammates in your team, who would they be, why, and what would they specialise in? I've had this question asked before, and it would have to be Echo Hawk. Echo would be Fly. Although, should it be Fly? I can't remember. I think Echo Hawk would be... actually, Echo Hawk would be Power. She's a little powerhouse, is Echo Hawk. Then you'd have to have T-Bird in there. T-Bird would be there. He would be Speed, because he is quick of mind and quick of wit, and quick of boozing as well. We would and quick of snapping up merch. And something's biting my ankle. Sod off. Ow. Yes, and that would be leave me as a Fly. I hope that NYC is doing you good. Join us, Sonic fans. Hope you're having fun there. Dark Gun says, will the character profile list for Sonic X ever be updated? Yes, it will. I will try and do one tomorrow, maybe at some point. And that's all the questions. Booyah. So, what's left? Well, I'll check the email, because you never know. You never know. Something might have occurred. Might have some email. If we haven't, we haven't, you know. Let's have some more music. Let's see what we had. We've had Sonic 06. What's left? Let's have... We'll have quite a long break, I think. What we'll have is we'll have Sonic Rush, then Sonic Rush Adventure, all in one big mess. So we'll have the main titles for Sonic Rush, followed by A New Day, the title edit for A New Day, Sky Babylon Act 2, and then we're going to finish that off with the opening for Rush Adventure, A New Venture for Rush Adventure, and Machine Labyrinth Act 1. Those are all coming up for you very, very soon. As soon as I sort those out. You're still listening to Radio Redux, and I think I've talked myself to stairs here for the time being. No, I can't have rest. I mustn't have rest. I still have stuff to do. Oh, of course, slight mistake there, in that Sky Babylon and Machine Labyrinth are, of course, all part of the same thing. So, they're part of Rush, so what we'll have instead, I don't know, what can we do? We'll have the... main titles, A New Day, then Sky, then Labyrinth, then the Sonic Rush Adventure tracks in the order I said they were. So those are coming up now.
Sonic Rush! We'll be right back.
Radio Redux. Right. I can't think of anything else more to do because I've run out of questions and I've kind of answered everything, etc. So this is going to be the end of the show, I am afraid. If you're a bit confused on the order, it was all out of sync and higgledy-piggledy in the last song, so for whoever's doing the show notes, you ended up having Sonic Rush main titles, then it was A New Day from Sonic Rush, Rush Adventure Sky Babylon Act 2, Rush Adventure Machine Labyrinth Act 1, Rush Adventure Opening, then Rush Adventure A New Venture. So that's it. I will speak to you next week with a guest, hopefully, and amazing, fantastic news and updates on SOS and everything. So, until next time, when I am nice and live and less tired, because it's kind of quarter past 11, and I'm just sort of get play on the 360 and have some fun. I am ArchNGK, this has been Radio Redux, and I will see you next time. Bye for now.